You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm looking at this story about how Keith Urban apparently triggered this big social media debate around something at concerts. And now people are queuing up, you know, and they're taking sides on this. Some are on this side, some are on that side. Jeremy and I already know, without even discussing this, that we're going to be on opposite sides of this issue. And we're opening up our phones right now, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's the story. Keith Urban, may have heard of him, country star, married to Nicole Kidman, all of that. He posted a photo praising a sign at a venue out in Las Vegas. And the sign said, "Guests are encouraged to stand during the performance." And so Keith Urban's like, "Yeah, I want everyone standing up during my whole show." So what this did is it kind of reignited the whole debate between the standers and the sitters at concerts.
Yes, a tale as old as time.
Right, and it seems to be split down the middle. About half of Keith's followers celebrated the post, saying, "It's no fun to sit at concerts. Everyone should be up and dancing." And then the other half were like, "Screw you, I paid good money for a seat. It's called a seat. And people standing up blocks my view."
Sit down!
Down in front!
Come on. It's called a seat, but it is just your little bubble that you can do anything you want with. And don't you want to stand up and feel the rhythm of the beat? Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. You know, you want to have some fun. Everybody's getting into the moment. A song comes on you like. You kind of want to get up and shake your bad self, you know?
Now, the thing is, I'm on the fence with this, and I'll tell you why. I seem to prefer going. I was just talking the other day about going to a show at the Gothic Theater. Because there are no seats, right? It's just one big pit.
That's what you do,
and that's great.
Although I wish you would just go there and sit on the floor.
Sit on the floor. I've seen people do it before. They're a little inebriated. Or some other substance that was inside them.
I bet.
And I will also say, when I'm at a concert and I like to sit down, but there are times where I will jump to my feet.
Yeah.
But I'm not a go to Fiddler's Green, get a seat, you know, on the 14th row or whatever, and stand the whole time. It needs to be the
right... You need to rest. You need to take a load off.
Well, it needs to be the right moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, we just were
get
at
excited
Fiddlers.
And you jump up.
We were at Fiddlers for Dave Matthews, and I believe we stood for the entire concert the whole time. Just because it just felt right, you know? It just felt good. And you're dancing with everybody around you.
Even during one of their long jam sessions,
even
just kind of gets monotonous.
You know, even then, you're just clutching your $14 beer and just kind of shuffling side to side a little bit. Yeah. That's a place that you're supposed to stand. You're supposed to come alive a little bit at a concert venue with music and live performers. You come alive there. You don't sit there like a cranky pants.
Well, I will have to defend the people who like to sit, because we are being attacked for being no fun, which is not true, and being cranky, which is not true. Sometimes it's nice just to pleasantly sit and take in the music. You don't have to jump up and shake your butt to every single thing that's going on. I think we're unfairly labeled. Like I said, I will stand up
for
a lot, but not all of it.
Really?
Unless it's,
a
general admission place where I will go and I will stand. I mean, I've gone to plenty. I went to that OK Go show at the Gothic. I was on my feet the whole time because there are no seats, and it was great.
Yeah, well, if there is no seats, you don't have an option. So that's that excuse.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
I'm not opposed to
standing during shows, but at Fiddlers, those, I don't know.
We're in the suite and stuff. We get tickets to the suite a lot. I don't want to brag, but we get really good seats to concerts. Like, even the suite that has really nice, comfy seats, I'm standing. I am standing through the entire thing.
But Jeremy is a stander. I'm more of a sitter, but it also depends on me. I mean, it depends on the venue, and it also depends on the song.
Sure,
like,
absolutely.
There are some songs that I think are sit-down songs, and then there are others that are stand-up songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about this whole, you got to stand the whole time and wave your arms in the air.
Jennifer texted in and said, you sit at the Buell during theater time, not at a concert during Matchbox 20, boys.
Boys.
Ken wrote in and says, does Dom sit at sporting events too?
Yeah, unless something big happens. Like, so you're telling me that you're watching a Rockies game, Ken. It's the fourth inning. Nobody's on base. It's a 2-2 count, and you're just standing up. Is that right?
Insert the same joke I just did about Keith Urban for a Rockies game.
You'd walk out.
Yes, bottom of the ninth.
See you later.
Winning run on third base. Two outs, two strikes. I'm on my feet.
Yeah.
This automatic standing the whole time at concerts or sporting events, I think it's posers is what I think.
I think it's you go into these
Ken's
places knowing that this is what's going to happen. Everyone's going to be standing, you know.
I was giving Jeremy a hard time about half an hour ago because he went out to breakfast and ordered scrambled eggs. I'm like, if you're going out to breakfast, make it worth it. And so Jean wrote in. And she goes, just as you can make scrambled eggs at home, Dom, you can sit down at home and listen to music.
There is
team stand, and I'm old.
Yes. You're there to see the band, and if everybody's standing in front of you, you're kind of forced to stand, right?
That is funny. Denise goes, if you buy concert tickets, you can't have any expectations that the people in front of you are going to be sitting down. She goes, this way you won't be disappointed. And that's right. You got to go into it knowing you're going to have the ooh, look at me people in front of you.
It's not ooh, look at me people.
Oh,
it's
totally
ooh, I'm here
is.
For a good time because I love this music people.
That's 60% of them. 40% of
Lacey
the ooh,
just
look
wrote
at me.
In and said, get out your orthopedic shoes and stand, boys. Lacey, I'm already standing. I don't need those shoes.
I'll give you a ding for that. Let's take some calls, too.
Jeez.
Here's a Scott on the phone. Scooter, what do you think?
Well, it depends on the venue and also the seats and where you're located at in the venue. But if I have to pick a side, I'm going to pick a stander. You go there to enjoy the music, you got to enjoy the music. But if you're at a place where someone's standing in front of you and you want to sit down, it's kind of annoying. But it just depends on the venue and where you're seating at.
It is annoying, but it's to be expected if you're going to a concert.
Pretty much anymore. Scooter, what's the best show you ever went to?
I've seen every kind of show you can think of between Morgan Wallen, Coe Wetzel. I've seen A Day to Remember, Blink-182. And
What's the best?
You're a concert expert.
I think
the best.
The best.
Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen was great, but All American Rejects were the best sounding.
That sounds like a good, good concert.
That's cool.
All right.
That's
yeah.
a good answer.
You got a little he's got a little twang to him. So
yeah. He's throwing out the Morgan Wallen and everything. You know, I'm going to say the best performance production I've ever seen at a show was Gothic Theater, and it was that band I mentioned, OK Go. Best show I've ever seen. What about you? Best show? You go with that Garth show?
No, probably Chris Stapleton, honestly. And then Green Day. Green Day was an awesome concert. Really good.
Let's take a call from Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Are you team stand or team sit?
I'm more team stand.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you about Keith Urban, one of the best shows I've ever seen, and he loves to perform, and you can tell.
Well, that's good. So you saying that standing is essentially like a courtesy to the person performing then?
No, I think that when you are in the moment and you can tell they love what they're doing.
Yeah.
That you want to stand.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If you sit, that is rude, I think, to the person performing. Because it looks like you're bored.
I just gave them $350 for a concert ticket. I'm not going to worry about if their feelings are hurt.
I feel like they're there to perform. Yeah.
They're making about $2.75 million for that one concert.
I still want to make eye contact. I like this text from Jill. She says, do these people stand at movies too?
That's great. Yeah, you're going to enjoy the movie. Why don't you jump
it's
up and
different.
Go, woo!
It's different.
Woo!
There's a story to be told. It's a story. Sit down.
Shelly goes, as much money as they charge for tickets. If I want to stand, I'm going to stand. Yeah.
RJ says, team stand all the way. The only time to sit down is when you've been dancing too hard.
Which is my problem.
That is, yeah.
That's definitely my problem. I dance a little too hard, and so RJ, I just need to take a seat.
They need a standing section
Michelle's
and a sitting.
Right. Yeah, standing section and a sitting section. And I was thinking about that, like, for instance. Here's a for instance. You know, Fiddler's Green has got basically, is it three main sections? I want to say there's like a big middle and there's a left and there's a right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So what if the middle section was entirely standers?
Mm-hmm.
And the left and the right were sitters? And then on the grass, people could do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Or you could do all the standers and the left and the right and the sitters in the middle.
Yeah, then everyone's got a decent view right down the middle because everybody's sitting. That's not bad. You sit there and
Jamie
gum
goes,
your food.
I'm 4'8", so it doesn't matter. The person in front of me is always standing. I have a really long torso, so I can't see ever. One day I will be in the front row.
Jamie needs option three, standing on your seat.